This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said he would leave no stone unturned to get what he called a clear breakdown of the U.S. population.
It would take 3 days.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
The president's action
they
comes
must furnish all legal
after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Trump's first effort to add the question, faulting the administration's rationale as contrived. The U.S. Constitution specifically assigns the job of overseeing the census to Congress, limiting the authority of the president over it, which complicates adding the question to the survey via presidential. U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued, some as a result of their failure to appear in court for immigration proceedings. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the operation comes 3 weeks after U.S. President Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government will be looking for those who've been ordered out of the country but are still here. These raids are expected in 10 big cities, and although we're hearing they will begin this weekend, we're told it's possible they may start later. Activists are passing out information about hotlines for immigrants and increasing training to make sure they know their rights.
AP's Rita Foley. Britain said Thursday that the Iranian military vessel tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A British government statement